Honky-tonking our way through a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning right here with Rosie on the house. I love it, Romy, when they catch the bad guys. I love it when they catch the bad guys. I'm even going to name this guy.
Oh, which we don't generally do.
That's right. Phoenix PD busted 42-year-old Stuart Charles Rooker. He's been signing remodeling contracts with homeowners, taking deposits, and never starting the work. Phoenix victims reportedly lost $22,000, and the 10 victims are up to $100,000 loss in total.
One gal gave him $3,100 for appliances.
Yeah. Yeah, to remove some furniture and appliances. Never bought the appliances. Never showed
back
up again.
He must be some slick talker.
Yeah. So, folks, I'm telling you, these kind of people are out there. Don't give in to your inner cheapskate. If it sounds too good to be true, make sure everyone you're dealing with has their contractor's license number listed on the card, on the contract. Go to the Registrar of Contractors site and verify that the qualifying party is the same person you're dealing with. Or better yet, just go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, the number one contractor referral directory in the whole state, and you will be safe, you'll be protected, and you'll be taken care of, and all the work done will be done at a fair price. Romy, I see you digging through the mailbag there, buddy. What you got?
Well, this is something not quite along the lines of this scammer over here, but to your point of hiring a licensed contractor, gentleman writes in and said, we needed some bathroom work redone. All our neighbors had... This guy had done three or four of our neighbors' homes. Everyone had good things to say about him, so we hired him. And we had good things to say about him, but the project's done now, and we find out he's not licensed, no permit was pulled, and we want to put the house on the market, so where do we go now?
Call the city. There are amnesty agreements you can get. You'll have to pay for a courtesy inspection from the city building department. They'll inspect everything they possibly can. And they'll give you a conditional permit approval, and that's about the best you can do. And you'll have to disclose that in your real estate documents.
And a realtor will beat you up on that.
I hope they will. I hope they will.
Yeah, not the one selling for you, but the buying agent.
Yeah, right.
Deborah writes in. I went to your website after I had a roof leak, found George and Sons, and called them. They came out, and I went back. I wasn't ready to do the work, but I am now. I went back to your site, and they're gone. What happened to George and Sons? Well, we have not mentioned this on air, but one of the sons, the backbone of the company, was rear-ended by someone texting on the 101.
That's right.
And he's been in some very stringent therapy. So they're not on the website because we didn't want people calling and getting backlogged. But they are still a part of our certified network. As soon as therapy's recovered and he's able to go up and down roofs again, they will always have a spot at the Rosie on the House Network. But do keep their family in your prayers as the Holowinskis go through a little recovery. And don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
Especially on a freeway. Goodness.
Ever.
Goodness.
Ever.
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 What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
They weren't.
Hey, we had some fun last week, didn't we?
We did. That was fun.
We could go Sunday. We've been talking about desert harvesting, and we ran out to New River to our friend's home and drove out the Fig Springs Road and gathered up a couple buckets full. And John Jay.
Buckets full of what?
Prickly pear. Sorry. Prickly pear.
I mean, prickly pear fruit as big as a baseball. I mean, they were.
Wow.
And I mean, they were perfectly ripe. It was a perfect time.
And 2 years ago, Alt and I went out and there was none. It was just a great year for it. So we got a couple buckets, and John Jay had given me a pair of gloves to try out their Thorn Armor. What is it, Romy? Thorn? By Hex Armor? Thorn wear? Thorn gloves? But they were great. Absolutely great. I did not get one sticker. First time ever. I've been doing it for years.
I have not had a chance to try them. They sent us three pairs. The palms, the hands, your grip. They've got a thick armor coat on it.
Mm-hmm.
The back's a mesh, so it's breathable.
And I showed you my gloves are full of stickers, but I did not get one in my fingers. It was so great. And then Katie and I put a bunch up yesterday. You can go on Facebook and see the the product of our labor, lots of good strawberry prickly pear syrup.
And you added some other flavors. You've actually started experimenting, creating different flavored products. The stuff I tasted when I got home last night was absolutely, I mean, she could bottle this stuff and sell it as Jennifer's cactus juice. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think that's the best batch.
What did you put in it?
One batch we put mint in, and then another batch we put a mixture of cinnamon stick and vanilla bean.
It was absolutely.
Added a whole layer of flavor to it.
It was absolutely delicious. I'm telling you, I don't know how hard you want to work at continuing to harvest those. But okay. I'm telling you, if you bottled it, it would sell.
Katie asked us to pick her up another 5-gallon bucket when we're out riding on Monday. So
okay.
I think we're in business.
All right.
So the gloves get a pass.
A great family activity.
Absolutely.
They pass the prickly pear fruit harvesting test.
I will never go again without my Hex Armor gloves. That was absolutely, it just made it such a great process.
Now, it was one of those products that we got sent to try out. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're very readily available. How would somebody get a hold of those?
I would just go to their website, Hex Armor.
Okay. There you go. Folks, we're going to shut down for this hour. Get ready for hour 3. We've got Todd Russo of Rheus Home Energy Audit Inspection Company and Air Conditioning Company here talking about the newest innovations in air conditioning. We are going to blow your mind on what changes are coming in the air conditioning world here in the short, short future.
Download,
y'all stay tuned.
Show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.